It's the Mornings with Ed show, a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, and it is Friday, and Friday on a regular basis. We are so glad, first of all, it's Chamber Chat, and we're so glad to have back Paula Hornbuckle Arnold. Left us for a week. You actually didn't even leave town. You left the country.
I did.
So welcome.
I went and
back.
Played with the Hong Kongers.
Okay.
Or Hong Kongese.
By the way, I got to say this. Thank you so much for the phone call on Halloween morning and telling us, keeping us up to date as to what was happening in Hong Kong and the situation there.
You're welcome. It wasn't, as I mentioned that day, it wasn't super scary, right. But it did kind of keep us on our toes.
Right. It wasn't a riot, but it certainly was a demonstration.
It was a little bit of both, but I wasn't in the riot part. I was more in the demonstration part.
Right. Well, we're glad to have you
back. And I wasn't doing either. I was just trying to get back to my hotel.
I was banging on the door.
Yeah. I was banging on the door.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
All recovered from jet lag yet? No?
Getting there. Right. Maybe another night.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. But I noticed you've been working hard at the chamber. I noticed that didn't stop.
Showed up Monday morning.
You brought with you Carmelite Green. Carmelite Green is from Troy Lee Designs right here in town. And Carmelite, when we walk by that store, what is this, an art display? What is it? It's just magnificent. Those windows are amazing, first of all. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much. Yeah, no, the goal of the store was sort of to create a museum/store, right. To really just be a place where people can come and hang out and enjoy some of our racing history and culture. I mean, Troy Lee actually was three generations of racers and artists, and it's just a true, authentic brand where he was able to take his two passions, which was racing and art, right. And catapult it into what it is today. And it just happened authentically. Some of the greatest things, if you get a chance, there's a show called the Whiskey Throttle Show, and there's one with him and some of his friends just telling stories from right. When he was younger to now. And you really get a sense of, like, who he is and how we came about as a brand.
Now, if our audience doesn't know, Troy Lee started simply by painting helmets in his parents' garage, right? He was painting bicycle helmets and helmets for his friends.
Well, it actually started, he used to race motocross. Right. And again, because he is artistic, for fun, would just paint his helmet. And that caught on. There was a famous racer, his name was Danny Magoo. He saw one of Troy's helmets and he asked him to paint him a helmet. And he did that, and thus our brand was born. Danny Magoo at the time was winning a lot of championships racing. Right. And so Troy actually, he painted everything. He started with visors, and he actually ended up developing a better visor than what the industry already had. And that was kind of how the brand started to go in the direction of actually making gear as well.
And now it's the premier custom helmet paint place or art in the world.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking for it.
Yeah. I mean, we in Indy, we do all the custom helmets for Target, Team Penske. We are a KTM Factory GoPro race team. And so, of course, our racers are in it. And so, yes, we have six painters on staff in Corona. Right. And you can get a custom painted helmet done there, and the artwork is just amazing. And you can come into the shop and you'll see a lot of the helmets on display there as well.
Do you own a painted helmet?
I actually do.
Okay.
My first year at the shop, Troy, as a Christmas gift, did a custom paint job for me on a mountain bike helmet. So I love it.
Yeah. Very cool. Now, you've got an event coming up Saturday the 23rd, right?
Yep. Yep.
That starts at 5 o'clock. What's going on? What can we expect?
So 5 to 8, we're doing a celebration of the TLD racing and art culture, okay. And we're going to have some of the most iconic names in the industry there: Jeremy McGrath, 7-time winning Supercross champion; Jeff Ward, 7-time winning motocross champion; Scott Russell, who was a superbike champion. And more to be announced as more people are getting wind of it and they're calling Troy and going, hey, I want to come and be there as well. So we'll be selling some of the art pieces. Tom Fritz, who's an amazing artist, he's been commissioned by the post office a couple times to create stamps. And his whole genre is kind of the whole racing world. We have an amazing Steve McQueen painting on the wall that he did that I recommend anyone come see it. But we'll be selling some of his artwork, and it'll be getting autographed by him and the racers.
Now you mentioned you have six artists painting the helmets. Mm-hmm. What's the vetting process like? What does Troy do? What does he require from an artist? What's that process like?
And oh my God, I don't know.
And do you go through do you go through 100 of these guys to find one?
Yeah, I don't know the exact details. I mean, some of our guys have been with Troy for 17, 18 years.
Right.
And I would just kind of imagine, knowing Troy and not really knowing how he vets them, that it's a interpersonal connection as right. well as a connection to the art and what he sees that they can do.
Right.
And so I'm just completely guessing, but how I know.
You made it up
Troy,
wonderfully.
Yes.
Beautiful. Now, I want to tell you that on Art Walk nights, one of the first stops has got to be your place, because you. Is it you that dresses up the window? Do you dress the place up personally for Art Walk?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I do.
It's magnificent.
Yeah,
great
thank
job.
Thank you so much. Like, I do all the buying and the merchandising and the event planning there, and in conjunction with Troy. Like, you know, of course, I always go to him and make sure that he's kosher with everything, or we're on the same path and the same vision. But I do that. And we have gotten away a little bit from art walks every single one.
Yeah. Right, I get
so
it.
So
yeah.
We try to make it make sense. And we've gone into doing a lot more events that, you know, we've done a fundraiser in June. We usually do for the Laguna Canyon Foundation. The one that we're doing Saturday night on the 23rd. So we kind of have moved from the art walk scope
right.
and into transitioning into doing things like the Whiskey Throttle Show.
A little more, gallery-like.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it. So Paula, what does the Chamber have coming up in the next couple of weeks? What are we doing? What have you been working on so hard and as tired as you are?
Well, answering email. But really, you know, we have our retail task force engaged and out soliciting businesses for Small Business Saturday, which Carmelita is one of.
Okay.
So she can speak to that a little bit. And, you know, we're just gearing up for the holidays. We have our downtown trees are being lit. They were supposed to be lit last week, but our tree, the Christmas tree lighting guy got stuck in a what do you call those things? Cherry pickers?
Oh, really?
He got stuck.
Okay.
Not on our job, on a job right prior to ours. Right. He got stuck for hours and couldn't get out. And they had to, anyway, so that's coming up next week.
Send up another cherry picker.
Yeah, so the lights are going up. They won't turn on until the day after Thanksgiving,
okay.
but they are going up next week. So we're managing that out of the office. And of course, Small Business Saturday, that's going to be a big deal. We're going to have a trolley on Main Beach, a table set up. Citywide sidewalk sale.
Ooh, yeah.
Which Carmelita can speak to.
Okay.
And so we just have that coming up. And of course, hospitality night.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we're all looking forward to. Tell me about Citywalk Side, the Small Business Saturday.
Yeah. So, I mean, Small Business Saturday was created by American Express, and it was just to support the small businesses. As we know, everyone knows Black Friday, right? Like,
right.
you go out and the big box stores are doing 50% off. Well, the reality is small businesses can't do that. You know, they're just out there doing what they love, and they can't afford to give you a 50% off discount.
Right.
So it was American Express's way of giving something back to small businesses. Most people don't know, if you actually have an American Express card, you can go out on Small Business Saturday and they will give you $10 back for your first purchase on the American Express card.
That's
most people
cool.
actually don't know that.
I didn't know that.
So you can go buy a pair of socks and it's practically going to be free. Maybe.
I didn't
so
know
get
that.
Get on out there.
Makes me want to pay my American Express bill now.
Yeah, and so the Chamber, you know, going with that initiative and following suit, you know, is working on a program called Think Laguna First, and it's just our version, Small Business Saturdays,
yes, it
to
is.
Get the community
Laguna.
Out
mm-hmm.
and support the people that support you. Because, you know, the small businesses really are the ones that give back to the community
yes.
more than the big businesses. And so it's important to remember that when you're out there and you're saying, hey, what's the discount I get? Or, you know, what can you do for me? When you shop a small business, you're supporting your community.
Right. I've never been the type to walk into somewhere, and especially a local business, and go, a little much. What's the discount? You know, you got to figure.
Yeah.
They just can't afford it. They don't have those margins.
And oftentimes, and what we're finding out in canvassing our businesses is that oftentimes if you're a local, you are already granted some sort of discount.
Yeah. Right.
They don't advertise it, but you can just say, hey, I'm a local, and oftentimes there's a 10% discount or something that goes along with being a local.
Right.
We do in the store, we do a 10% locals discount. It is, you know, it's giving back to your community, right? And they're important to us, and so we want to show that. But beyond that, it's really difficult for stores to be able to give a bigger discount.
You know, I saw in the news this morning, right before I came here, NBC was reporting that this year they expect more online shopping to happen in the history of online shopping than physical store shopping, bricks and mortar shopping.
All right. Yeah, I'm finding the convenience way too cool, by the way.
And that's scary for our small businesses.
Right.
You know, of course you find it cool.
Right.
I mean, maybe there's something that we can do to develop sort of a mobile app that is just citywide that our small businesses can feed discounts or feed information into. And, you know, you can have your mobile app. And, you know, I haven't discussed this with my board, but I'm actually looking into this.
Okay.
So.
I love you.
I love that idea.
I do.
That's an amazing.
Because as you were saying that, I felt this sudden guilt of last year, the convenience of just going online. And then now I'm thinking, oh, man, yeah, what did I do? Mm-hmm. So thank you. That's awesome. I love that. Thank you. So hospitality night.
Yes.
How together are we on that? How is that coming together?
We're done. We're all done except for the event, which, as everybody knows, is a big event.
Right.
But the band is hired. We're using Anisha Rose with the farm, which is a lovely story. Actually, she approached us. She has performed at hospitality night in years past. I saw her at Wine Gallery and some other locations.
Beautiful voice.
And she called me beautiful. And she called me up and said, "Hey, could my band do hospitality night? However, instead of paying us, could you give the check to our charity?"
Okay.
So they're performing for free, and we're paying their charity. So it's an awesome, you know, it's an awesome thing to do. Another local community event. Right. That is helping another nonprofit.
Right. Anisha Rose is beautiful. I love her.
Yeah.
Love her.
And I've been in discussions with the city. They're great city partners. They've got their part of Pepper Tree Lane all squared away. I believe LCAT is going to be doing the cookie decorating stations and all that kind of things for the little children.
Right.
So we're good to go.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
And I'd like to invite everyone to come to Troy Lee that night. We're kind of known for having a fun little gathering. So when you're walking downtown, just come on by and say hi.
Yeah, and the chamber is going to be applying for the ABC licenses for all the businesses who want to serve alcohol.
Wonderful.
So if you don't have a liquor license like Troy Lee Design, the chamber will be applying for liquor licenses for all of our chamber members. If you're not a chamber member, we will still apply for it, but you have to pay for it.
Okay.
But
yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
That's more than fair. That's very cool.
And it's $25. You know, we're not talking, you know, $100.
Can I get a locals discount on that?
No. I don't know. Ask the county.
I have a quick Troy Lee Designs question. So as I not only the painted helmets that I see, the clothing designs, does Troy design the clothing itself, a lot of it?
Yeah. So we actually do have a whole design team.
Right.
And we make everything from the protective gear, which would be your knee pads, your elbows, the helmets, jerseys. I mean, one of our mottos is, you know, safety is our priority. So we're actually known for being one of the best, having one of the best helmets out on the market, whether it be moto or mountain bike, because everything starts with safety and then goes from there.
Right. Well, fantastic. I'm excited that you're here. I'm excited about November 23rd, Saturday, November 23rd, where we celebrate Troy Lee Designs Racing and Art Heritage. It starts at 5:00. Where can we go? Can we go online and see some of these helmets and stuff?
If you go to our website, you can go on there and look under the paint department, and you see a gallery of some of the custom helmets we've done over the years. Yes.
All right. Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Executive Director, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Thank you once again.
Thank you, Ed.
Carmelite Green, a winner for
Indeed
sure at
I
Troy
am.
Lee Designs. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next Friday. Look forward to it. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.